Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host Robert, and due to technical difficulties, we accidentally posted next week's episode instead of this week's. So please bear with us as we smack around the website until something starts working again. And with me I have...
Canada, I am sick of your wildfire smoke. Go send Trudeau to put it all out.
And...
I got this text. Hey, CW said that we're not that desperate.
Oh,
the fuck you do?
Not yet.
They always come crawling back.
You know what? We're gonna go for you.
Y'all are gonna need something to replace Riverdale in a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much it, for that strike-proof fall season, yeah. Huh?
Then again, it's the same network that first hired Rhett & Link to do a little show for them, and then they kicked them out, and look at them now.
Yeah, wait, they hired those guys for a show?
Way back in when the network started? It was long ago, just like this show was, around, it was the late aughts. I mean, they've been around the late aughts, so yeah.
Huh. Man, sometimes you forget how old people on the internet have been around. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we are, episode 316. So, how's everyone's past couple of weeks been going?
It's been kind of dull and slow and nothing going on. It's just been the dog days of summer where it's hot. It feels like walking through soup outside. Storms twice a day, and well, there's the smoke from the wildfires in Canada, which not very good to deal with, but the only thing I can say I've done in the last couple of weeks is I bought a kind of fancy piece of guitar gear. It is a Bluetooth wireless expression pedal that I use in some of my plugins I have on my computer because I'm a guitar guy and, well, I just thought it would be cool. And it is cool. Now I got Neural DSP in my head looking to sell me all the other plugins they have, like the Gojira one and, I don't know, probably a couple other ones that I don't have already. That's how they get you.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, let's see what's going on in the world. I'm going to say it's hot. It's hot and it's ass.
Oh dear.
And it's humid and it's humid. And it's either hot or wet. It's either hot or humid or I don't know. I don't know. Especially the days of like the days of those days of summer, as in, oh fuck me. But yeah, other than that, again, I've been doing some writing as usual. My story shit, and of course, first impressions, which frankly I'm done. I'm done with it now. But yeah, just it's been no usual shit.
Mm-hmm. And as for me, well, first off. It finally feels good to be on the winning end of a Splatfest for once. Go Team Vanilla Ice Cream. Hell yeah. And second, in the intervening time, I paid a visit to Orlando to go see my mom, you know, in the aftermath of family passing that happened. It was nice to spend time with her and stuff. It was, you know, chill time. Not really much else to add from there other than just usual day-in, day-out business. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the formalities. Now we're going to jump into our usual business, and it's a song buffet weekend, and thank God we actually have songs to talk about.
Yeah, because let's face it, the music news has not been that interesting to talk about.
No, here's all that's happened. Taylor Swift released a new album, it sold 700,000 copies. That Olivia Rodrigo song we talked about 2 weeks ago hit number one, and then fell from number one because the industry sucks. And Luke Combs played in Charlotte this weekend. That's all we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Like, Yeah, like, you've got the biggest thing to have it be immediate. It's not about music. Well,
yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we're pretty much just talking about new songs, but we do got plenty to talk here. So as always, there will be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us, mark your calendars for new albums, and, you know, pick up some new music for your weekly playlist and all that business. Starting right here at the top, so we have single number 3 here from the band Mutoid Man and their upcoming album Mutants, coming out next Friday, July 28th. Presumably this will be the last song we hear before the album drop, and this track is called Demons. And it's got a pretty steady intro with the toms and snare, segueing into a mix of fuzzed out bass and guitar rhythms that then very quickly escalates into several measures of D-beats, pinch harmonics, swerving back and forth between that steady rhythm and the more frantic energy until basically just, you know, even like upping the time even more in the energy in the outro and stuff. I don't have much words here, but, you know, it's a fun enough bop, all things considered.
Interesting combination of 90s grungy alt metal with, well, I guess modern alt metal, like Every Time I Die. I dig it. It's cool.
Fair enough. Now, moving on to the next track here. So, last year, the Canadian noise rock band Ken Mode dropped a new studio album titled Null, announced as the first part of a duology to be completed this year, with the release of the second album titled, well, Void. Now we have, I think I might have missed a single or two, actually, but we do have the release date for Void, which is September 22nd, and we do have the latest song here to talk about, titled He Was a Good Man, He Was a Taxpayer. The song opens on a very steady, like, kind of 6-4 drum rhythm, which carries this drifting bass groove and this droning guitar melody. It carries through a lot of the song that to create this morose melancholy that plays interestingly in a contrast with, like, the more dissonant aspects of the song and the more heavy shouted vocals. Eventually, you do get some pockets of, 4-4 rhythms and kind of like synthesizers to kind of flesh out the vibe of everything and all. Interesting. I'm curious to see how exactly this plays off against what Null was doing.
Well, that bass riff sure is an infectious groove. And yeah, that's as much as I can offer here. But yeah, this is pretty solid. It's slower and more foreboding with its groove. Either way, thumb thumb.
Nice. Now, moving on to the next track here. Funnily enough, another album that's due out September 22nd. So we have a single number 2 here from Gentile Confrontation, the upcoming new studio album from producer Lorraine James. The single is called Deja Vu. It features a guest appearance from an artist named Richie, with a capital T in there. And we have an interesting beat to kind of start things off here. A lot of it is built off this very minimal but kind of scratchy, glitch-heavy beat that sounds like almost kind of like it could be the basis for a footwork kind of song, with a lot of these really pretty keyboard melodies over top creating this very, like, dreamlike vibe with some pretty good vocals over top it. I think the vibes here, they're pretty nice.
Yeah. I wanted to mention, you mean the artist Richie, that's one of the members of the group, Energy Reserve, which you know, recently they're going to be under the new name by Storm, considering following the death of Systemic J. Groggs in 2020.
Ah.
Yeah. And, also, I'm add this, if it's for hip hop, maybe an interesting episode, well, just the one time you're gonna see it, you're gonna hear it slightly, cause this only hip hop related thing on this on a song's list. Just warn you. But yeah, guys, I gotta fuck with this song. Like it have a very good vibe going for it. Yeah, I dig this.
I do apologize for the absence of hip hop, but to be fair, my only real option was Quavo and Future, and Do you really want to hear us snoring for 2 minutes?
No.
Anyway, since I brought up Footwork earlier, moving on to the next track here, another September release, September 29th. Feels like it's been a while since we've heard from producer Jay Lynn. But now we have word that her newest, well, mini album, as I believe it's called, is, yeah, coming out September 29th, and it's called Perspective. And we have the, you know, lead single from the album called Fourth Perspective. There, this is the only song titled with, like, perspective. There's not, like, a first, second, third. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, this is very, there's some good old footwork. Like, it definitely had this, that, it doesn't have this very, like, I want to say very eerie atmosphere going, yeah, eerie atmosphere going for it. Like, the whole Widow loops and, you know, usual footworking, yeah, usual footwork, you know, they're like, felt like, okay, like, want to hear this, there's some interesting, very trippy, very trippy vibe shit going on, like, yeah, I would say it's kind of good, like, I can fuck with this.
Synth and marimba, together at last.
As it should be. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Again, another September. You're going to hear us say September release dates a lot. So is September finally going to be the month where everything happens at once? Anyway, so I'll admit, this one here is more for me. So let me tell you all about this band called Cryptopsy. Technical death metal guys from Canada. They've been at it since the late 80s and early 90s. Have some pretty solid albums in their early years. Especially their seminal release, still the cream of the crop of their output, None So Vile. They sort of fell out of fashion for a bit in 2008 after releasing their album The Unspoken King, which veered their style more into contemporary deathcore. And a lot of people didn't like it. Like, if you ask metal fans, like, what's the worst album by a great band, you'll usually hear The Unspoken King come up. You know, for technical death metal dweebs anyway. But then they regained some dignity with their 2012 self-titled album, and in the intervening years, the only real other musical activity was a duo of EPs referred to as the Book of Suffering, which were crowdfunded releases. But now we actually have word of the band's first proper studio album in about a decade, coming out September 8th, fittingly titled as Gamora Burns. You know, because brutal and heavy and shit. And, sadly, the lead single we get here, In Abeyance, unfortunately comes with a music video that has an epilepsy warning. Fun. Spoiler alert, it's not fun. And I gotta say, as someone who does like a lot of that old school Cryptopsy heaviness, because I'm, I guess, the tech death guy here by technicality. Oh my fucking god, I really gotta fucking keep these stupid jokes out of my notes. I do think this shit hits pretty hard. It bangs really hard with a lot of that super saturated drum production, meaty thick guitar tones, plenty of blast beats, weird rhythmic switch-ups, noodly string leads, definitely some of the techiest tech death that ever teched and deathed.
Well, it's heavy, it's mixed well, and yeah, it's fine. It's also not really my thing. Like, this style of metal is in what I call the Lorna Shore problem with me, in that I don't find it particularly interesting. I need a bit more flavor to what's on offer. Maybe we'll find something in here later. I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, at least for me, it's probably not going to be this next song. So, as we've heard recently, the band Baroness is gearing up to release their newest album, Stone, on September 15th. Like I said, a lot of September releases. We have single number two here, Beneath the Rose, and god, they're not even trying to avoid the Mastodon comparisons here, aren't they? Like, it's right there from the jump with a lot of the harmonizing, you know, intersecting guitar melodies, a lot of the unconventional time signature work. The drums in particular, like, from, like, the tom fills to a lot of, like, that very jittery, energetic sticking patterns between the hi-hat and snare, that is peak Brand Daler right there. Hell, the whole song kind of feels like it's a B-side from, like, Blood Mountain or something. And just, I mean, it's fine, but it's just, I don't, again, this band's never really had that fizz for me.
I mean, yeah, this has a bit more flavor, but I think I figured out the formula here. Mastodon crossed with idols. It's for someone, I guess, but yeah, this wasn't as engaging of a listen to me as the last song from there, so we listened to it's just sort of there.
Yeah. Now, moving on to the next track, this being an August release, not a September one. So, yeah, as we all know, Spanish love songs are preparing an all-out assault on our emotional states on August 25th with their upcoming album, No Joy. Because they know what they're doing. We have the latest single from the album, Pendulum. And instrumentally, it has this very steady, simple rhythm on first listen. A lot of stripped-down drums and this humming synth that plays out against these very echoing, drifting guitars. Eventually, you do get a bit more, like, distortion, and the drums, you know, start doing a bit more as time goes on. But, of course, what you're here for is the lyrics, which, according to the band, it blends together a few distinct narratives together into a song with the common motif of death and the very isolating feeling that it has, from the act of close friends committing suicide to the passing of a father, which, boy, of all the things I was not expecting to hear. Good song, though, but yeah.
Indie riffic emo rock that cuts right to the core about our innate desire for isolation in life and death. We're getting closer to my flavor. We're getting closer. And, oh boy, that album's gonna cut real deep. Same week as Death Album 4.
The duality of man.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Moving on to the next track here, we are now on the eve of the cinematic event that is Barbenheimer. So, of course, we have one last cut from the Barbie soundtrack to talk about before the movie drops this Friday. This one being a song called What Was I Made For? Performed by, of all people, Billie Eilish, who honestly is the last person that I would ever expect to hear on a Barbie soundtrack of all things. You know, because have you heard her music? Have you seen her general vibes? She's not exactly much of a, like, pink pastel person, if you catch my drift. So, as for the song here, which, of course, like most of her songs, was also produced in collaboration with Phineas, no Ferb, it definitely sounds like the type of somber ballad you would expect from Eilish at this point, mainly built off this lush but also very delicate mix of pianos and strings with background echoing vocals, so everything feels very distant, drifty, and all ballady and emotional and shit. And again, it's fine. I guess technically I like it the most of the songs we've heard, but yeah, it's a soundtrack thing. There's only so much good it can do.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say, like, out of all, like, you like of all, like, the singles, all the singles that come up for this movie, like, this was definitely a sharp turn since we went from, you know, basically disco shit to party shit to, well, you know, more the ballad, Billie Eilish, you're, you know, happier than ever. And of course, you're gonna, there's a bit of music in the video because, you see Eilish in this, I mean, in this, you know, very Barbie lookalike, I mean, this Barbie ass outfit, which she, pulls out doll versions of her old outfits, which, oh yeah, I recognize that. Oh, look at that. I know that one. I know that shit. It's like, what can it be? Is it a metaphor? Is it something? Will it be some, I don't know, are there any crosses in the movie itself? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I need the old film brain symbolism gag here because, yeah, this is filled with it all over in the lyrics and the video.
Yes, yes it is.
I wonder what it all could mean.
That is a very good question, but I think we need to ask another question here while we're at it. But what does Corey Taylor think about Barbenheimer? Yeah, so it seems like the music train ain't slowing down for Taylor, Corey, as as he's been hinting at for a while, he's been working on a new solo album, and we finally have, well, I guess we've had the release date. It's called CMF2, which comes out September 15th, and wait, what is that title actually supposed to translate to? Because, okay, his first solo album was called CMFT, and that made sense as shorthand for Corey motherfucking Taylor. Is this supposed to be, like, Corey motherfucking Tooler? Is that the joke here?
To Corey to Taylor. Coming soon.
Corey Taylor, Tokyo Drift. No, wait, Iowa Drift.
CMF2, Electric Boogaloo.
So, anyway, we have the latest single from that album titled Post-Traumatic Blues, and from the start, it actually does sound pretty good. It's got a lot of these banging riffs, these driving drum beats in the intro. Kind of sounds like the better half of Stone Sour's discography. The verses then get into a lot of this kind of like a metal-laden but kind of bluesy hard rock, with Corey's heavier vocal delivery helping things along. The chorus have, you know, those typical like radio-friendly anthemic melodies and all. The verses slap pretty hard. They have a good momentum. Those are the best parts, and you do get some hard rock soloing in there. Although I kind of wish the production had a bit more oomph to it, mainly in the drums. It just doesn't feel like it hits as hard as it really ought to, but I mean, I do like it enough just fine.
Well, there weren't my gag for this, because all I had is that this Stone Sour track here is pretty solid from 2003, 2004, I'll keep it that much, but we're getting a bit closer to my flavor. Wait, hold up.
What?
For once, I have an alarm going off.
An alarm? Wait. Oh. Is that alarm what I think it is?
Yes.
I haven't heard it in like 3,000 years.
It's Tesseract O'Clock!
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah. Never thought I'd have an alarm go off, but stranger things have happened. Also out on September 15th, if you can believe it's been 5 years since their last album, we have a new album from Tesseract coming out called War of Being.
Now that's a title.
5 years since Sonder. Doesn't feel like it's been that long, yet. Then again, time isn't real, neither are we. But we do have the title track here, which is very real, War of Being. It is 11 minutes of UK gentcore prog with a kind of wild concept to it all. Quoting it directly, "The dream has crash-landed and X and L awaken to find themselves in the strange land, facing a foe known simply as fear. The two are separated, and so begins the journey of War of Being." I'm not quite sure what the zombie samurai fight means in the grand scheme of this, but as far as the song goes, it's very, very solid. Staccato riffing and clean guitar slapping ambience with Dan Tompkins' dual aggressive harsh vocals and serene cleans, harkening back to the days of One and Altered State. Yes, I know that was Asher Harrow, but just follow me on this. It melds pretty out there structures with some catchy melody hooks and what amounts to an odyssey of a track, all while making this feel like a very brisk 11 minutes. And as Spirit Box guest vocalist KMAC2021 said in the comments, "We're so back, boys!"
Every single potential bit of gent-laden goodness that you could want out of your Tesseract, it is all here. Every little bit, from the slow, heavy triplet grooves to the sort of jittery rhythmic shakeups, some really, really good polyrhythmic goodness, some, you know, guitar tapping and those really great, bass leads and all, bouncing back and forth with all those heavy syncopations. Daniel Tompkins' voice, man. It's all here. It is a hell of a way to come back after 5 goddamn years.
And this is my flavor.
Finally, a top-tier fucking meal.
Very good. Very good.
So, yeah, that pretty much about does it for the new song discussion. We only have one last thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of July 21st, 2023. Only a few of note here. So starting at the top, we have the newest album from a noise rock band Oxbow with Love's Holiday. We have the latest album, unfortunately, from Greta Van Fleet with Starcatcher. We have the first new album from Blur in like 8 goddamn years with The Ballad of Darren. And last but not least, as we've mentioned many times, the soundtrack to Greta Gerwig's Barbie film. It is now time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, or of Azure, I'm just popping in every now and then everywhere because the internet sucks and it's run by terrible people. We're just trying to survive out here, man.
Aren't we all? Mark, what about you?
Yeah, you can find me now on all socials, because I actually got that fixed. Under, of course, Mental Heaven Media, because I need to use the same names instead of different names. But yeah, of course, on my site, my Hype One at HypeOneNetworks.com, where, of course, I did a lot of first impressions of seasonal anime this past month. And hopefully, I should have my new story, The Cerulean Kid, debuting maybe Friday? Or it depends. It depends. I said the one should debut. Yeah.
Cool. And as for me, you can find me on most socials at Rob Barracuda. Please, someone give me that blue sky invite. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe. Hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good business. And be sure to jump into our Discord chat, as that is the best place to be notified immediately whenever anything new goes up on the site. So that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back, well, hopefully next week with some stuff to talk about. So until then, damn, this fucking Heron won't leave my room, and it keeps asking me if I live like this.